Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين brothers, sisters, listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome again to the program Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة. One of the keys of life is parents. We have to be nice to them. We have to be kind to them. We have to make sure we don't hurt them. We don't annoy them. We don't make them upset. We spoke about all of this in the past. Now, one of the things that we need to do for our parents, on top of the fact being nice to them, we need to pray for them. We need to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our parents. We need to constantly ask Allah to give them health, to give them wealth, to avoid harm from them, and everything in between. Give them long life. And if they are dead or they're passed away, we need to also even pray even more for them. Because they are more in need of our dua when they are dead than them being alive. Because once they are alive, they can take care of themselves. But when they're dead, they can't do much. So we need to pray to them. Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullahi alayhi, he has a beautiful dua when it comes to praying for his parents. Now, obviously, I can't read the entire dua for you, but I'll try to highlight some of the things that the Imam alayhi as-salam says. So the Imam says, after he begins with salawat, he says, وَأَخْصَصُ اللَّهُمَّ وَالِدَيَّ بِالْكَرَامَةِ لَدَيْكُ. Oh Allah, when it comes to my parents, make them honored in your sight. That's one. وَالصَّلَاةِ مِنْكُ. Oh Allah, have you praise, have you forgiveness on my parents, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And then the Imam alayhi salam says, he goes to continue and he says, Allahumma ij'alni ahabuhuma haybat al-sultan al-asuf. Oh Allah, when it comes to my parents, and this is a very important concept that requires in-depth analysis, he says, make me fear them the same way I fear an oppressive tyrant. Why? Why would the Imam ask Allah for such a thing? Because you know, when there's an oppressive tyrant, every move you make, you will think it through. You will not do it until you think it through. And you will constantly aware of it. Because like, what if I do this and I get punished and I get killed, I get executed? Because the person, the ruler, is oppressive. So if you have that kind of mentality, you will never do wrong by that oppressive ruler. So if you have that kind of mentality when it comes to your parents, you will never be able to do wrong with them. Okay? And he says, وَأَبَرُّهُمَا بِرُّ الْأُمَّ الرَّؤُوفِ. When it comes to taking care of them, give me the ability and the mercy that the mother have towards her children, because that mercy is the highest level of mercy that exists on the face of earth. There is no mercy on earth or in this world as much as the mother's mercy. He says, give me that mercy and that fear. So do you see the balance here that Imam trying to keep? He's trying to keep their position in terms of when he looks at how he treats with them, like how he deals with them, and also how he becomes nice to them. So there's fear, and at the same time, there's mercy. Absolutely beautiful. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back. Don't go anywhere.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فلان نماز و ثواب داره فلان روزه نماز.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فلان درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree.
محیط زیست نگه سالم نگه داره این دقیقه ثواب داره.
There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون. این هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat. So on the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, when it comes to his parents, and he says, وَاجْعَلْ طَاعَتِي لِوَالِدَيْ وَبِرِّي بِهِمَا. Make my obedience to my parents, وَبِرِّي بِهِمَا, and all my kindness, all my compassion, everything I have, make it go towards them. So sometimes we become obedient to the wrong people in our lives. We become obedient to our friends. We become obedient to our bosses. We become obedient to even our spouses. But when it comes to our parents, we're not obedient at all because they're our parents. The Imam says, no. Ta'ah, obedience, it is only for parents. And birr, being nice and gentle and compassionate, not to your friends, not to your boss, not to people around you, not to your spouse. It needs to be done first and foremost to your parents. So, yeah, you can be obedient, you can be kind to other people, but your parents are number one priority. And then the Imam alayhi salamullah says, this kind of ta'ah, أَقَرُّ لِعَيْنِي, is more beloved, pleasing in my eye. مِنْ رَقْدَةِ الْوَسْنَانِ وَأَثْلَجُ لِصَدْرِي مِنْ شَرْبَةِ الظَّمْآنِ. Make this like in a way where it is the best in my eyes than the person who sleeps on a very comfortable pillow. And make it like opens my chest and, you know, have that feeling in my heart more than a thirsty person when he drinks cold water after like a thirst, like extreme thirst, and in the heat of the day. And then the Imam says, okay, I do understand that there's nothing I can do, like, or at least there's nothing much I can do to actually give them their due right. So what I can do is ask Allah in return, because Allah can. He says, Allahumma ishkur lahuma tarbiyati. Oh Allah, my shukr, my thanking is not going to do them any good. However, you, oh Allah, I'm asking you to please thank them on my behalf for tarbiyati, for upbringing me. وَأَثِبْهُمَا عَلَى تَكْرِيمَتِي. And when it comes to them and taking care of me and raising me up and making me a good person, you, O Allah, give them their reward. وَحْفَظْ لَهُمَا مَا حَفَظَاهُ مِنِّي فِي صَغْرِي. And protect them in the same way they protected me in my childhood. So the Imam, after saying, you know, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him obedient and nice and kind, when it comes to giving back to the parents, he did realize that there is nothing he can do to repay his parents, which is me and you. There's nothing we can do to repay our parents. There's no gold, there's no diamonds, there's nothing valuable that I can give them in return to make up for what they did to me. I can't, you can't, no one can. Only Allah can. And when an infallible ma'soom says this, then obviously we submit here too. Obviously we can't. Oh Allah, you do the shukr. Oh Allah, you do the reward. Oh Allah, you do the protection. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.